the mental health unit in Letterkenny is in a group of centres nationally that are underperforming. The good news story is that most of the approved centres, that's to say the mental health acute facilities across the country that are regulated by the Mental Health Commission, that the bulk of those are improving and that they're complying with mental health standards and human rights standards in a refreshed and a vigorous way. Unfortunately, there is a small number of centres we've had to call out, despite their efforts, perhaps, but whatever, in terms of unannounced annual inspection, they're not performing well. So Letterkenny is in a group with other centres such as the Acute Psychiatric Unit in Talla Hospital in Dublin, or the Acute Mental Health Unit in Cork University Hospital, for example, as having high levels of non-compliance overall and high levels of non-compliance at what we call a critical level.
Okay, you visited the site yourself in Letterkenny, so you have an unmatched insight into this. What were your observations, Professor?
Well, the observations, and it's very keen. I'm very keen that everybody has access to this, and you know, we make these reports public. If you go on Google, you can see the report. It's out there for everyone. And what we found was, you know, a department that, in many respects, the staff and the patients reflect a very positive and kind and professional manner and attitude. The clinical team in the approved centres is commended by the approved centres, commended by the users. And we interviewed many people there. We didn't just visit once, we visited twice on an unannounced inspection with the team during the year. And then I came subsequently. But what we also found was 14 areas of non-compliance. Now, what does that mean? It means that in minimum standards, in areas of minimum standards, they fell below the acceptable minimum. And this was an increase in that fall from 2023, where they actually had 9 of these areas. All 9 of these non-compliant regulatory areas actually arose in 23 and 24. And so the addition of another several more to bring it up to 14 was very disappointing. The regulations related to privacy, to the status of the premises, it's a purpose-built premises, but it still has a large number of issues in relation to ligatures. And the risk management procedures, which we found, I suppose a practical thing was that some of these issues were matters which they agreed to change, they agreed to address. When I inspected, the bedrooms were all locked during the day, for example, so residents couldn't go and use their bedrooms. And this was seen as an acceptable practice, whereas actually such a thing needs to be risk assessed and put in part of a care plan and so on. In modern human rights terms, you wouldn't just blanketly block all the bedrooms. It's that kind of thing. Now, I was assured by the team there, who were extremely welcoming and I know are doing a difficult job and I really respect them. I was assured that those things would be addressed. But so far, they haven't been, as far as I know. So what we're going to do now, just because, Greg, it'd be reasonable to say, well, what's the point of calling this out? I'm certainly not adding to anyone's distress. We don't want to make anyone feel more stigmatized or more worried. This is a very effective mental health service, but it's a part that needs to rise to human rights standards. And I don't want to worry anyone. What we can do is say that we have called on regional and national management to address the failings in these underperforming centres, because just simply inspecting and finding the findings is not enough.
Was there any improvements between your team's visits and your own visit?
That wasn't apparent. Okay, so I haven't been. I've had reassurances, but no evidence of change. So I'm sticking to the objective findings of the unannounced inspection. I am very impressed by the assurances they've tried to give, but at the moment we've called out and said, well, no, I think regional management needs to ensure that these things are in place.
Was there any, did they offer any sort of mitigating circumstances, such as perhaps maybe not having adequate staff to monitor open bedrooms? Just pardon my ignorance, I'm just trying to imagine what the reasons given might be.
I think what they said, I mean, obviously what they said was I took it on board. We listened very carefully. I respected what they were saying. But I think what they said was that they were going through a period of change, a period of cultural change, a period of reform themselves, and that they were taking on board the human rights standards, taking on board the ideas of privacy, the ideas of risk assessment theory, the ideas. They're not just plucked from the sky, but they are a challenge in terms of change and culture and leadership. And what I'm told is that all those things are in flux and in a positive way. But I'm calling out, we're calling out at the Commission that beyond the resources of annual unannounced inspection, there has to be management of these changes to deliver them for the local people.
So and just so, one other thing that jumped out at me, the other two examples you gave, Tallaght Hospital, Cork University Hospital, both in incredibly urban areas, Letterkenny University Hospital, it's an urban area, but nothing on a city scale. Does it stand out in terms of equivalent services for equivalent populations? Like, would you expect to see, would you expect to see, does that factor into it? Does that make it worse?
I think that it's, what's interesting is that when you break down all the 65 centres and compare, say, acute demand or urban versus rural and so on, you don't find a clear explanation. That centre is failing because it's got this problem in its community or whatever. Actually, you know, in the grid of underperforming centres, Earl Mountain, St Vincent's Hospital in Dublin.
Did very well.
Okay. No, it did poorly.
Oh, sorry, beg your pardon. I see that now.
It's very hard to follow. So you've got places that are in communities that might be very urban, but possibly quite.
And can you give us an insight into the management structure? Is this under the auspices of the Letterkenny University Hospital management, or is there a sub-management? Just to give me some understanding.
That's a very good question. The management of the acute units on the general hospitals is something for the HSE. The HSE tends to have the acute hospital management separate from the mental health unit management. And the mental health management, the HSE does it this way, tends to be linked with the community mental health services. And that may well be a factor. Across the country, that problem exists. You go to so-called, you know, hospital-located services, but you find that they're being managed by somewhere else. Now, it's all the HSE. This is why I'm saying, look, in a sense, that's not for me to question. We just look at the standards and we look at the people and we look to try and encourage people to do their best. I was tremendously impressed by the people there, both the patients and the staff. My personal interviews with them were all very engaging, and I was hopeful. So this is a very disappointing result as a result. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying to you is that what we need is to get the regional management to, if you like, listen to the call out and to assist the local services to rise to the level of professional care that I know they want to give.
Yeah, and I,